Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Connie here.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Shalom.
Let us begin. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No Ra Kush Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Hutcha, Kivavat, Shamreim, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkacha, Tami. Gam Lame Betetresh Saditaf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Birotucha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pe and the Vav have a gematria of 86, and 86 is the same gematria as the word Hebrew word Elohim, which is a name of God dealing with the frame of judgment. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed be'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, nasea un wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. And now we're going to connect to the energy of various years, commencing with the year 5777, the year we are in, which is the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to that energy, and the first that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. We will start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bithilu urchimu dhilu dhilu urchimu Leyacha lechem yud hei bevav hei Biyechuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu konanei aleinu maasei adenu konanehu. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these same words, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that relates to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now we will connect to the year of the pause, which is 5776, last year. There are also two verses that connect to that energy as well. The first of these two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Haraka kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yachlu lahavshit et kol ha-olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kilot hamlacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim, ki halevim yishre levav leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei Wa wa wa, yo la yo, ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, reka ha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. It connects to this energy of the year of the pause. Bitu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey. Ade ad ki bia yo he Adonai yo he wahe tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse that connects to this energy is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitzabe sham wishavtem. Eli el nachum, v'chalakti itzem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved roav. Yom Ruayo. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami leYisrael undati vishakan. Tachka v'lo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Bene avlal anoto ka asher barishona. Next, we will bring the energy of holiness into our space through the reading a verse, studying a verse from the Zohar. This is from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and it has the energy of certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Tane Nandekucha Perifu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Parnash Ludahya Leia Mineya Ulan Hagabeya Shalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Vikola Itzteris Bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave today, the 11th day of Iyar, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi of Rothschitz, Rabbi Aaron Peffer, and Rabbi Yitzhak of Radwil. And as we do on Sunday's class, we add those Tzaddikim who will leave today, tonight, which will be the 12th of Iyar. And there is only one, and that is Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein of Dolima. And the 8th verse of the Ana Bekoa we say in a whisper. Next Saturday evening, Motzi Shabbat, after Shabbat ends, is the holiday of Lag BaOmer. It's a very famous holiday. It's a very Kabbalistic holiday. For many who are not Kabbalistic or attuned to the Kabbalah, it's a day of celebration that's very likely not understood. Today's class is to prepare us for that holiday. And so we will, our handout can be found on the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yashem webpage. When you open up that link, scroll down to where it says preparation for Lag BaOmer. There's a link there. It is just past Yitzhak. It opens up where it says Lag BaOmer, and that's where we will start studying. Lag BaOmer, also known as Lag LaOmer amongst the Sephardi Jews, is a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. And this always occurs on the 18th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. And as we said, tonight is the 12th day of Iyar. So you can see in 6 days, Saturday evening will be Lag BaOmer. According to the Talmud and the Midrash, this day marks the Hilulah, the celebration, and interpreted by some as the anniversary of death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The academic world, the religious world, calls Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai a Mishnaic sage, and the leading disciple of Rabbi Akiva in the second century, and the day on which he revealed the deepest secrets of Kabbalah in the form of the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. In modern Israel, the holiday has evolved to include commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. It also has come to be a significant day in the life of young boys who received their first haircut on this day after they have reached their third birthday. In fact, I knew one boy whose parents waited until the Lag BaOmer after his third birthday, which was all he was almost four. If you know how long a baby's hair can grow in 3 years, you can imagine the difference in appearance for this child and every child who goes through this process of their first haircut. As an unwritten commentary, this third birthday is when physiologically the bones of the brain close up, so there's no longer a soft spot. Another aspect is in many cultures around the world, and tradition says that on Isaac's third birthday, Sarah weaned him from her breasts, and that that is the reason for the hair cutting on this third year. But it is generally done not on his birthday, but on Lag BaOmer after his birthday. Now, that's not everybody, but it is very much, very common in the Sephardic tradition and has become more so in the Ashkenazi tradition. Lag BaOmer is Hebrew for 33rd day of the Omer. According to Gematria, the Hebrew letter Lamed is equivalent to 30, and the Gimel is equivalent to 3. And a vowel sound is conventionally added for pronunciation purposes. And that is why it is Lag. Some Jews call this holiday Lag LaOmer, which means the 33rd day of the Omer, as opposed to Lag BaOmer, which is 33rd day in the Omer. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson writes in his Likutei Sichot that the reason why the day should be called Lag BaOmer and not Lag LeOmer is because the Hebrew words Lag BaOmer, spelled without the Vav, have the same gematria as Moshe, which is 345. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mystically a spark of the soul of Moses. The biblical mandate to count the Omer appears in Leviticus, which states that it is a mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks from the day after Passover night, ending with the festival of Shavuot on the 50th day. The 49 days of the Omer correspond both to the time between the physical emancipation from Egypt and the spiritual liberation of the giving of the Torah at the foot of Mount Sinai and the holiday of Shavuot, as well as a time between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest in ancient Israel. There are a number of explanations for why the 33rd day is treated as a special holiday. The Talmud states that during the time of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of the people died from a divinely sent plague during the counting of the omen. We're getting some background noises. By pressing star 6. Thank you. So the Talmud is telling us that 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva's students died from a divinely sent plague during the counting of the Omer. The Talmud then goes on to indicate that this plague came because they begrudged each other the spiritual levels attained by their comrades. They were competing with each other instead of evaluating their spiritual level by comparing themselves to themselves in the previous levels. The tradition teaches that on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the count, these deaths stopped miraculously. And this is a reason for the holiday of Lag BaOmer. The Tosafists, which are a group of scholars in the 11th century, they cite sources that they died on 33 days scattered throughout the Omer period. So the 33rd day was designated as a celebration. And this is the view recorded in the legal code of the Shulchan Aruch, the Halakha. After the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, he taught an additional 5 students. Among them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The latter went on to become the greatest teacher of Torah in his generation and is recognized even today to be one of the greatest teachers of Torah throughout the centuries. The day of Lag BaOmer is also celebrated as the Hilulah, or the Yortzeit of Bar Yochai, who is purported to have authored the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. According to Jewish tradition, on the day of Bar Yochai's death, he revealed the deepest secrets of the Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva also revealed these secrets to Rabbi Shimon on this day as well. During the Middle Ages, Lag BaOmer became a special holiday for rabbinical students and was called Scholar's Day. It was customary to rejoice on this day through outdoor sports. There are those who dispute that Lag BaOmer is Bar Yochai's Yortzeit on the basis that it appears that in the original text of the Sha'ar HaKavanot by Chaim Vital, Lag BaOmer is referred to as Yom Simchato, a day of his happiness. Those that defend that position, that it was the day of his death, cite the tradition that on that day, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his students to celebrate this day as a holiday to commemorate the vast amounts of mystical teachings which he revealed at that time. What is the Kabbalistic significance of Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer has another significance based on the Kabbalistic custom of assigning a sefirah to each day and week of the Omer counts. The first week corresponds to Chesed, the second week to Givorah, and it goes on. And similarly, the first day of each week corresponds to Chesed, and the second day to Givorah, and it goes on. Thus, the 33rd day, which is the fifth day of the fifth week, corresponds to Hod Sheba Hod, appreciation within the week of appreciation, or splendor within the week of splendor, as Hod has many different translations, like all of the Sefirot. As such, Lag BaOmer represents the level of spiritual manifestation, or Hod, that would precede the more physical manifestation of the 49th day, which is Malchut Sheba Malchut, kingship within the week of kingship, which immediately precedes the holiday of Shavuot. Thus, Lag BaOmer has a greater potential energy than the revelation of the Torah itself. Since the energy is the same, yet on Lag BaOmer, the energy is not limited by the physical world's manifestation. If you do not understand this, you can ask me a question about it, either by email or now. Another way of, this is an unwritten commentary, another way of understanding why Hod Sheba Hod, or why Hod represents manifestation in the spiritual realm, is to understand that in Kabbalah we speak in terms of five: Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And thus, the way to understand the emotions that are in the frame of Zeranpin, we start in the same way with five, which is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Thus, Hod corresponds to Malchut. If you're talking about 10, it's Malchut. If you're talking about 5, it's also Malchut. But in the frame of Zeranpin, in the frame of emotions, Hod is Malchut. So Hod represents Malchut, manifestation in the frame of the spiritual levels. Customs and practices. The tomb of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Maron on Lag BaOmer is the picture to the right. While the counting of the Omer is a semi-mourning period, all restrictions of mourning are lifted on this 33rd day. As a result, weddings and parties, listening to music, and haircuts are commonly scheduled to coincide with this day among the Ashkenazi Jews. Families go on picnics and outings. Children go out to the fields with their teachers with bows and rubber-tipped arrows. Tachanun, which is a prayer for special divine mercy on one's behalf, is not said. Because when God is showing one a smiling face, so to speak, as he does on the holidays, there is no need to ask for special or additional mercy. The Sephardi custom is to continue mourning practices through the 33rd day of the Omer and celebrate on the 34th day of the Omer, or Lag BaOmer. There are some communities that start the counting of the 33 days on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, This is not to limit the joy and happiness that remains from the holiday of Pesach. The Kabbalists keep the mourning practices all through the 49 days, except on Lag BaOmer. And this is due to the 49 days are a period of harsh judgment. Other communities indicate that the Hilulah of Lag BaOmer modifies the strict judgment. My practice is to follow the Kabbalists. Bonfires. Israeli boys collect wood for a Lag BaOmer bonfire. The most well-known custom of Lag BaOmer is the lighting of bonfires throughout Israel and worldwide, wherever religious Jews can be found. In Los Angeles, the Jewish community congregates at a particular beach and builds a community bonfire where all the Jewish traditions meet. Orthodox, conservative, reform, renewal, and many others. In Meron, the burial place of Rabbi Shomon Bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar, hundreds of thousands of Jews gather throughout the night and the day to celebrate with bonfires, with torches, with songs and feasting. This was a specific request by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of his students. Some say that as Bar Yochai gave spiritual light to the world with the revelation of the Zohar, bonfires are lit to symbolize the impact of his teachings. As his passing left such a light behind, many candles and/or bonfires are lit. This tradition also relates to the story of in the Zohar about his passing, where it is written that a fire surrounded his house on the Hilulah and only allowed his son, Rabbi Elazar, and a student, Rabbi Abba, into the house. Also, Rabbi Yossi, who passed at the same time for a different reason. Tradition teaches that Rabbi Shimon had asked that Rabbi Yossi would be resurrected so that he could continue to teach his son, as was requested of Rabbi Shimon, and Hashem granted both requests. So Rabbi Yossi had to leave when Rabbi Shimon left. This is what the tradition teaches. This is what the Zohar states. And for those of you who are interested, in the Parasha of Hazinu, in section 6, you begins a very extensive teaching called the Zutta. There's two of them. One's an Idra Zutta, and I can't remember the other name. But in that parasha of Hazinu, this whole story about the passing of Rabbi Shimon and how Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Yossi were the only ones left around Rabbi Shimon when he passed, and that there was a tremendous light that actually kept everyone else out of the house so that they could not attend and could not hear the secrets that he was revealing. But Rabbi Abba recorded them in the Zutta. And so we are able to connect to those secrets, and that is much of what we study on Lag BaOmer itself. Continuing to read. The Bnei Yisachar, a great sage, who is called by the name of his most famous sefer cites another reason for the lighting of bonfires. On the day of his death, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Now it is my desire to reveal secrets. The day that will not go to its place like any other, for this entire day stands within my domain." Daylight was miraculously extended until Rabbi Shimon had completed his final teaching, and that's when he passed. This symbolized that all light is subservient to spiritual light, and particularly to the primeval light contained within the mystical teachings of the Torah. As such, the custom of lighting fires symbolizes this revelation of powerful light. At the tomb of Rabbi Shimon, the honor of lighting the main bonfire traditionally goes to the Rebbes of the Boyaner dynasty. This privilege was purchased by Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Friedman, the first Sadigura Rebbe from the Sephardi guardians of Meron and Safed. The Sadigura Rebbe bequeathed this honor to his eldest son, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, who is the first Boyaner rabbi, and his progeny. The first Hadlaka, the first lighting, is attended by hundreds of thousands of people annually. In 2001, the crowd was estimated at 300,000. In recent years, the crowd is estimated to be closer to 500,000. Also in recent years, the guardians have given control of the event to the more machmir, to the religious people. They are very strict about mixing of sexes during this event. This sometimes bothers people, but it is controlled by the same organization and types of people as the Western Wall. There has not developed anything like the organization known as the Women of the Wall, if you are familiar with them, dealing with the Western Wall of the Temple. In 1983, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz, the second Bostoner Rebbe, reinstated a century-old tradition among Bostoner Hasidim to light a bonfire near the grave of Rabbi Akiva in Tiberias on Lag BaOmer night. The tradition had been abandoned due to numerous attacks on participants in its isolated location. After the bonfire, the Rebbe delivered a Devar Torah, gave blessings, and distributed Shir Yamim songs. Later that same night, the Rebbe cut the hair of three-year-old boys for their Up Shirin, their first hair cutting. According to Zionist ideology, the bonfires are said to represent the signal fires that the Bar Kokhba rebels lit on the mountaintops to relay messages, or are in remembrance of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans, who had forbidden the kindling of fires that signaled the start of Jewish holidays. Chai Rotel is another custom. Another custom at the tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the giving of Chai Rotel. The Hebrew letters Chet and Yud are the gematria, the equivalent of 18. Rotel is a liquid measure of about 3 liters. Thus, 18 rotels equals 54 liters, or about 13 gallons. It is popularly believed that if one donates or offers 18 rotels of liquid refreshment, grape juice, wine, soda, or even water, to those attending the celebrations at Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's tomb on Lag BaOmer, then the giver will be granted miraculous salvation. According to the Ta'amei Minhagim, many childless couples found success with this segula, this practice. Several local organizations solicit donations of Chai Rotel and hand out the drinks on the donor's behalf in Maron on Lag BaOmer. 9 months after Lag BaOmer, the Ohel Rashvi organization even invites couples who have prayed at the tomb and had a child to come back to Maron to celebrate the birth. Let's discuss a little more the first haircuts for the three-year-old boys. It is customary at the Maron celebrations, dating from the time of Rabbi Isaac Luria, that three-year-old boys be given their first haircuts, known as Ubshirim, while their parents distribute wine and sweets. Similar Ubshirim celebrations are simultaneously held in Jerusalem, at the grave of Shimon HaTzadik, for Jerusalemites who cannot travel or choose not to travel to Maron. Bows and arrows. Historically, children across Israel used to go out and play with bows and arrows, reflecting the Midrashic statement that the rainbow, the sign of God's promise to never again destroy the earth with a flood, was not seen during Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's lifetime, as his merit protected the world. In Israel, Lag BaOmer is a holiday for children and the various youth movements. It is also marked in the Israeli Defense Forces as a week of the Gadna program, the youth brigades which were established on Lag BaOmer in 1941 and which bear the emblem of a bow and arrow. Weddings. Lag BaOmer is a popular day for weddings among Ashkenazi Jews, and Sephardi Jews hold weddings on Lag BaOmer, the 34th day of the Omer. For those who do not conduct celebrations between Pesach and Lag BaOmer, the date often marks the first opportunity for a wedding in the spring or early summer. A tish, a Hasidic meal and teaching. Most Hasidic rebbes conduct a tish on Lag BaOmer, in addition to or instead of a bonfire. A full meal is usually served, and candles are lit. It is traditional to sing Bar Yochai, V'Amartem, and Amar Rebbe Akiva. In the Satmar tradition, Sma Lecha Nafshi is sung at the Tish, in addition to the other songs. The teachings of Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, both from the Talmud and the Zohar, are generally expounded upon by Rebbes at their various tishes, tishin in Hebrew. Parades. A Lag BaOmer parade in front of the Chabad headquarters in New York. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, encouraged Lag BaOmer parades to be held in Jewish communities around the world as a demonstration of Jewish unity and pride. Chabad sponsors parades as well as rallies, bonfires, and barbecues for thousands of participants around the world. Let's discuss the Bar Kokhba revolt a bit. A first grade classroom in Tel Aviv in 1973, with holiday displays, the Lag BaOmer display showing Bar Kokhba, is at the left. In modern Israel, especially with the expansion of the Zionist movement, Lag BaOmer came to include the commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. According to work published by Yael Zerubbabel from Rutgers University, a number of Lag BaOmer traditions were modified by the broadly defined Zionist movement. So to encourage young children to sing and dance around bonfires while celebrating Bar Kokhba's revolt. The plague that decimated Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 disciples was explained as a veiled reference to the revolt. The 33rd day when the plague ended was explained as a day of Bar Kokhba's victory. By the late 1940s, textbooks for school children painted Bar Kokhba as the hero, while Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva stood on the sidelines, cheering him on. This interpretation lent itself to singing and dancing around bonfires during the night to celebrate Bar Kokhba's victory, and playing with bows and arrows during the day to remember the actions of Bar Kokhba's rebel forces. In modern Israeli secular culture, Lag BaOmer is a symbol for the fighting Jewish spirit. The Palmach division of the Haganah was established on Lag BaOmer in 1941, and the government order creating the Israeli Defense Forces was issued on Lag BaOmer 1948. Beginning in 2004, the Israeli government designated Lag BaOmer as the day for saluting the IDF reserves. Next Saturday night at 10 p.m. West Coast time, we will start our study for Lag BaOmer. It may be a late night study or it may be an all night study. I never know from year to year. It really depends on who attends and the energy that they help to provide for that accomplishment. This is the end of our class for today. Before I ask for questions, let's discuss classes this coming week. Today at 3 p.m. West Coast time will be the continuation of our classes on Lashon Hara, learning how to speak properly with words of Torah in the way the Torah means us to speak. At 8:30 tonight, Sunday night, we will again count the Omer. Last night was the 26th day of the Omer, and we counted it as a community last night as well. Hopefully we will continue to do that every night this coming week and through the holiday of Shavuot, where we will also have an all-night study. Monday at 4:30, we have a mini Zohar class, and that is true for Tuesday and also Wednesday. At 4:30, there will be mini Zohar classes. Monday at 7 o'clock, we will study an essay by Rabbi Ashlag, The Wisdom of Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will study both in English and Aramaic the Tikkuni Zohar, a very unique part of the Zohar. It's very highly recommended that you attend that class, even when you do not understand the teachings, because this energy is the highest level of the Kabbalah. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we will have our question and answer series. And hopefully you will join and bring a question, or you can send an email or a text with any question you might have, and it will be included in these recordings. Thursday at 4:30, we have an advanced reincarnation class. We're in class 8 or 9 of what is about 200 hours of the wisdom of reincarnation. So I hope you'll join us to maintain that connection and connect to that wisdom of reincarnation. At 7 o'clock Thursday, we will have a regular Zohar class. And at 8:30 Thursday, we will count the Omer. Friday at 8:30, we will count the Omer. This coming Shabbat, Saturday, at 6 o'clock, we will have a community Havdalah to strengthen our immune systems. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar in the new energy of the new parasha. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. And at 10 o'clock, we will begin our study for Lag BaOmer. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our study of Lag BaOmer. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a wonderful week, Shavuot Tov, a week of peace, a week of happiness filled with joy, a week filled with joy, and I bid shalom to each and every one of you. Shalom to all.
Shalom, Shavuot Tov.
Shalom, Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.